Garth Brooks on Real Country at 8:45 on Friday morning, and every Friday morning at 8:45 we honor a George Real Estate Group hometown hero, and today is no exception. Ashlyn and McCoy is in the house, and we're going to be talking to Ashlyn here in just a few minutes. But first, Darlene Fouts is with us from the George Real Estate Group. Darlene, good morning to you.
Good morning, Randy. How are you this morning?
I'm peachy keen. I hope you are.
Good, good, good. So I'm going to give you just a few little points about today's real estate market.
Please do.
Currently
Please.
Here in Henderson County, there's 277 single-family homes that are listed with average days on the market at 81 days. So one of the things that I was looking at last night when I was looking at graphs and all those types of things that real estate agents like to do, from mid-March until the end of June, so basically before we saw this interest rate really start to take effect with the mortgage companies, homes were selling consistently well above the list price, and most of them were only on the market a week or so. So to see the average home being on the market now for 81 days, that's talking to us. That's what we say the market's talking to us.
Talking to us.
So since the beginning of July until now, we've seen a consistent decrease in the selling price versus the list price, where homes are now currently selling at about 98% of the list price. Now, 98% of the list price is still excellent, so that shouldn't scare anybody off.
98%.
That's, 98% of the list price, so that's really great. I feel like the reason for this decrease is many sellers haven't really recognized the effect of the interest rate on buyers and how that's affecting buyers. But buyers that are having to finance home or get loans, mortgages for homes, they're no longer qualifying with the interest rate hike for the same amount that they were qualifying for before the interest rate started going up.
Right.
You know, that's in
to be expected. Yeah.
Yeah, it's considered in their pre-qualification. So buyers that are counting on mortgages to finance a home, which is a majority of buyers, are their amount has decreased that they can finance, and unfortunately, the prices of homes have not dropped that much, so it's making it even much harder for them to find homes.
Right.
But still, there are multiple offers and some above list price offers coming in if they price the home within the what the comps are telling us to price the home at. So we just have to educate sellers on how to list their homes ahead of this curve. And we know that it went up yesterday 3/4 of a
right.
point. From what I've heard, they're probably going to raise it again in December, likely another 0.5 point. Good news is there's still listings out there. Our office currently has about 10 properties listed, and we'll have probably 4 or 5 more at least within the next week that are going to be priced very well, nice homes. So if you're looking for a home, if you've got some folks, Ashley, they can go to www.realestatebygreg.com or call us at 828-393-0134. Once again, that's www.realestatebygreg.com or 828-393-0134. We can give them any information they need on that.
Super.
Also
Thank
wanted
you.
To mention one other little thing. We've got an estate sale coming up, huge estate sale, at 256 Walnut Crest Road in Fletcher this Saturday, November the 5th from 8 to 4. And you can call our office on that, or you can give me a call at 828-606-3380 for more information. There's Fisherman's Delight, all kinds of reels, rare collectibles, tools. I know a lot of these guys like tools. So if you are one of those, come and see us.
It's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow from
okay.
8 to 4.
Thank you, Darlene. Thank you so much. Ashlyn McCoy is here with us. And Ashlyn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks. Thanks for coming in here to visit with us this morning. And tell us about What you do as the executive director of the Housing Assistance Corporation. I guess first tell us about the Housing Assistance Corporation and then what you do there.
Yeah, the Housing Assistance Corporation is a local nonprofit here in Henderson County, and our sole mission is to help provide safe and affordable housing to folks of limited income. So we kind of do that through a variety of programs. So we have a housing counseling program, we have a home repair program, a single family development program, which we build single family homes, and we also construct multifamily apartment units as well. So we've been doing that here for since 1988, so 34 years now.
Wow.
And we've had a really great success. We're building 204th single family home here in Henderson County. Wow. Out in Flat Rock. We have 12 apartment complexes, and we complete about 200 to 250 repairs every year for folks.
Boy, that's incredible. Right. And that's been going on since 1988 here.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, one of the jobs that you have, as I'm sure you wear many hats, is securing grants and development money. Tell us about that part of your job.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a nerd. I like numbers. And I also really love working with my team to come up with some creative solutions on how we can help the kind of housing crisis that we're in, that certain people are in our community. And so we really work to see what is the problem, what are the numbers out there, and how can we work with partnerships and our local grantors to kind of help address those issues.
Okay. Well, did you grow up here?
I did.
Yeah. Really? So
yep,
you're home.
Mills River.
Oh, fantastic. So, hometown lady here. That's great. That's great. Well, one of the questions on our sheet here says, what do you enjoy most about your job? I can imagine the answer to that is helping someone get a new home.
It is, yeah. I think it's everyone's dream at some point in their life to own a home and to be able to be a small piece in that. I have a really great team, so I want to shout out to them. It's not all me, by no means. But to be able to play a small piece in helping someone have stability and security and kind of financial freedom, more financial freedom is really humbling and really honorable.
I'm sure. And as Darlene just pointed out, you know, the costs of real estate, median house price over $400,000 in our community. So affordable housing is a must. It's needed.
It is a must. Yeah. When you're looking at our homeowner population and our renter population, over 50% of those folks are considered cost burden. So they spend more than the recommended 30% of their income on housing costs. So then, you know, they make concessions on healthcare, food, extracurricular activities for their children. They might have to work a couple more jobs. And so providing affordable housing is really a community-wide need for many reasons.
Absolutely.
How could folks help? How could someone get involved with
Everyone is welcome to reach out. We have numerous volunteer activities. We have multiple committees. We do have a lovely board of directors that, you know, we're looking for people on a kind of yearly basis for, and just advocate for more affordable and safe housing options for people in our community, because it is so needed.
You have other hats you wear in the community too. Tell us about volunteering at Big Brothers Big Sisters, for one.
Yep. I am really lucky to serve on the advisory committee here in Henderson County for Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is a really great mentorship program in which we provide mentors for our local youth here in the area. I was a big sister this past year for one of the local girls here at one of the schools. I'm also a board member for the Veterans Healing Farm, which is a really great organization as well.
Yes, it is. And you've worked with the Junior Welfare League
right? I was with them for about 4 years. So they really want to make a difference in exceptional needs children and fundraise to help provide different opportunities within the county schools to do that.
Cool. Well, gosh, Ashlyn, you're busy, and we thank you so much for what you do. We have a small token of our appreciation that Darlene has there for you, a certificate and some goodies in town and so forth. But we really appreciate what you do. And And I guess once again, tell us how we can get in touch with you at the Housing Assistance Corporation if anyone wants to be a part of this.
Yeah, go to our website, www.housing-assistance.com, or you can give us a call at 828-692-4744.
And Darlene, get us in touch with the George Real Estate Group.
Yes, give us a call, 828-393-0134. And one thing I wanted to let you know also, we do have a local lender, Patrick Hunt from United Federal Credit Union, in our office, and he is awesome. He will not just try to, you know, get you to get a loan with them, but he also gives wonderful advice on getting loans to first-time home buyers. So, yeah, he can...
There is a way. Great. Thank you both, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.